because the
road's so uneven.
Because of the paving job?
No. The pavers had to use an extra.
Oh.
An extra $1,000 worth of pavement to.
Okay, to fix that.
To fix the potholes and the unevenness of the road. It's hard when you just measure it out and look at it until you start actually putting the binder down to level the road. But they did it one shot. That's the good part. It's full width. No seam down the middle.
Nice.
Great.
I said, do you have a nice crown on it, Gary?
Yeah, it turned out really good.
That crown enough, Mike?
It's hard to put a crown on a 16-foot road.
So the only training was
I know.
Kevin going to the planning?
Yeah. Yeah, I was back in the doctor's office at 5 o'clock that day.
What's the fire department looking for?
They told us at the last meeting that they were going to do grant application. Part of it was for the radios, which are like $9,000 a piece.
Good.
And there was a piece of equipment.
Once they have them, aren't really working.
I don't remember what the other was.
Yeah, I think the rest was the brush truck. Thank you.
Right. They didn't get back. I asked them for specifics, and I hadn't heard anything back from them yet, so I don't know what you want to do with that. But isn't that grant due the end of this month?
Yep.
So,
which we could do if they're not going to get back to us what they want, what they're
right.
looking for.
Well, I'm more concerned about our own application.
Yes,
than I am
me too.
Well, I have heard nothing on that either.
Yeah, if we could give a little push to John to try to get that cost opinion. Can you get the updated cost on the carpet?
Yeah, go out and see Poco.
It has to be within 12 months or they won't accept it.
Yeah, the last one's over a year old, I'm sure.
Right. Well, because it was for this exact purpose last
right.
year.
Right.
It might be just barely shy of that because I think we put it in the statewide pool, which doesn't go until November, but not by a lot.
I'll stop down and see them.
Rumor has it they may not act on the statewide applications tomorrow.
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard as well?
Yes.
Yeah, that rumor is
they
going pretty strong.
Until November.
Yeah. I guess they just can't agree on who to give some political points to, so.
That's a shame.
It happens every
election.
Time.
Yeah, every time there's an election, nobody can get anything done.
Right, well, and they don't let you start.
Every
and they
election
don't,
cycle.
Yeah, they won't let you start, so it becomes a big pain in the ass.
Have you guys talked about election security and
no.
whether one constable is going to be enough?
We don't even have one
we
constable.
We don't have a constable.
Now, Tim resigned?
Yes. Well, supposedly
apparently.
He has. We never got a letter of resignation.
Right.
And townships don't appoint constables anyway. They kind of get court judge
right.
appoints a constable.
Why is Nadine telling us to? And why is Nadine telling us if we don't appoint one?
I thought Tim was reappointed in January.
We got a letter from Nadine saying he resigned. I never seen a letter.
It's in the
letter. Did
he resign?
No.
I don't think he was able to do it anymore.
But it doesn't the court of common pleas.
I think I'll look at it tomorrow. I think you have to petition the court. I think you have to petition the court.
Court has
to. You have to have something in mind and their qualifications.
Yeah, the court's the one to appoint. The court of common pleas is the one that appoints a constable, because that's how I got appointed my first time.
When it's vacant, I believe it's the court.
Do we have to petition, or the person who wants to do it has to petition?
The person who wants to do it had to do it. I had to do it myself personally.
I believe.
I had to do it myself.
I think it's going to be incumbent upon us, because we need one for November.
Well, they have sent sheriff's deputies before.
Have they sent the deputies before?
Yeah, we've had deputies before when we didn't have a constable.
Yeah. The one time your daughter came, didn't she?
I think.
And she just came to the regular meeting.
I think that's the way to go. I would contact Sheriff Welch.
Yeah. Sheriff Welch right there.
He retired.
I would contact the sheriff's office. And a couple people over.
I'll call Jason tomorrow. He's the acting sheriff.
I think
you're going to
need it.
Yeah, I think we probably do.
I'll call Jason tomorrow and see
if they'll send somebody.
Yep.
Well, it's the fact that there's someone in uniform there that'll just stop half the problem right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call Jason tomorrow.
Okay.
Unless the new sheriff gets appointed between now and then.
I wouldn't joke about that. It's highly unlikely to happen.
Yeah, I don't bet on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did Kerry resign?
They have to. He retired.
He retired.
Yeah. I'm told that the Senate has to act on the appointment.
The Senate has to approve it all, yeah.
And then it has to go to the governor.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Now, he won't be in there by then. But he's a...
Right.
He's a good guy.
I heard that the sheriff recommended the judge's husband.
No, Marty's not going to take it.
Oh. Nope. I would have thought he would have asked before he would have recommended him,
no.
But...
He's a retired trooper, too. Yeah. Really good guy.
A resident of the township?
No.
How do we... okay. So we're... Somewhere in the county.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a retired lieutenant from the state police. I worked with him when he was here in Blooming Grove years ago. He's really a nice guy.
Well, I don't know that anybody's likely to get that acted upon before primary elections next year.
Yeah. He might.
Given that the Senate is Republican and the governor's office is not...
Right, that doesn't help.
It may sit around for quite a while.
And he's a Republican too, as well. Yeah, that's all your daughter. She was working.
I wonder if they
when I went
in
to get my
that.
Sheriff's.
Well, okay.
My carrying permit, she was working
the desk?
Yeah.
What was that, Tony? I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
I said you wonder if the Senate and the governor's office even consider that when they just let these things fall through cracks.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I wouldn't doubt it at all if it was at the top of mind.
It's, you know.
Yeah, I tried to talk Jason into running.
Too far. Can you hear me okay? Because it seems like you guys are breaking up.
We hear you fine.
Okay, it seems like there's a delay or something. I don't know what it is. But...
Yeah, there seems to be a short delay.
Oh, shut up. Go ahead.
I don't have any drafts on the budget, but I would note that our transfer tax revenue... is way under what we budgeted and way under what it has been for the last few years.
Yeah, probably just tell them what happened. Like the mortgage rates.
I think between the mortgage rates and the fact that the rates are going to go down, some people are holding off. Then you hear folks talking about programs for buyers, so you see people holding off for that, and
Had three houses sell last month, though. Some big bucks.
Here? In the township?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe we'll, it's just how long it takes for the money to flow its way through.
It's out in the other office, in the other file. It was $10,000 worth of.
You're
you want the exact amount? I have the
exact
amount for last month.
For real estate.
For transfer tax?
Yeah, for the last month it's $10,069.50 for the last month.
Yeah.
Okay, is that included in the $27,000 or not? I'm looking at the report.
No, that's August. It came in September.
It came in September, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still low. It's still less than 50%, I think.
Right. It's, well, that would put us at 37, which is, you know, about 50%, and we should be at 70, 65, 70.
Yeah. Thank
you. So we're still a little light there. Which I don't know how is that supposed to work, Tony? If we wanted to allocate ARPA money to offset lower revenue in a line item, can we do that?
You don't have a lot of ARPA money left.
I know.
And that bridge project may come up higher. I think there's only about 20. There's that number.
Yeah, it looks like there's about 10 that's 25.
Yeah, maybe 25.
And what we're short right now is,
and we still don't have the number for the engineering costs for the grant.
I bet that will be under 5, knowing John. But if we can, if you can call him and give him a little gentle push.
Yeah, he's.
I know. Just remind him that the deadline is the end of the month and we have to have time to do the application first. And we should probably do executive session.
Yes.
But even if we took the what was unallocated, and
your question on the ARPA funds.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the answer on that, but I believe that recently there was some discussion online about utilizing the funds to balance the budget. And I believe the reaction was that you shouldn't do that unless you have a particular line item that you're looking at. So let me do a little research on that tomorrow. I'll get back to you.
Okay, because I know the the point was,
we could use it for anything.
Yeah, right.
Because that was the whole point of the $10 million.
Shortage in revenue, right? Which is what I'm talking about doing here. And I could understand that. In the context of municipalities just generally budgeting for it in order to avoid the tax increase, I could see that being a thing. But when we're talking about at this stage, what's left of the money to avoid a shortage in the through the end of the year would be a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, I think you can do so. I don't think that anyone's going to look at that and say, no, that's not an applicable use, especially when they've allowed uses that I would think aren't in the original scheme of things.
Right. All right. Do we want to have Tony call one of us on our cell phones? Go in the office?
Yeah, that's my truck. Rachel, why don't you call me?
Okay, let me see. The 390 or the 470?
The 470.
Okay. All right.
5700. Thank you.
I guess we technically don't make motions. We just... The workshop?
Yeah. I also think that's what my...